content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with a continuation of an article from AARP, the magazine, about trips that you might be looking forward to this spring and summer. Let's look at Orlando, Florida. A big new U.S. theme park with multi-generational appeal. Looking for a trip to impress the grandkids? In 2025, Universal opens its new Epic University theme park with Mario and Harry Potter at the center of this magic. Well, not kingdom. Super Nintendo World and the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, are two of five sections of the theme park. The Wizarding World recreates 1920s Paris from the Fantastic Beasts films and wishes visitors to the 1990s British Museum via a metro flu. Potter geeks will understand, for an adventure. You'll see the trial of villain Dolores Umbridge, and when she tries to escape, you'll chase her while riding in omnidirectional lifts and dodging attacks from Death Eaters. Then step into the video game environment at Super Nintendo World with rides and attractions focused around Mario Kart and Donkey Kong. Epic University's other worlds include Celestial Park, the park's central hub, and How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk, based on the family-friendly film series. Many fans, however, are most intrigued by Dark Universe World, which focuses on the studio's classic creatures, from Frankenstein's monster to the Wolfman. Monsters are to Universal what princesses are to Disney, says Robert Niles, founder and editor of ThemeParkInsider.com. A lot of people are circling that new land as the one they're most excited about. And don't miss Mario Kart Browser's Challenge, a race like the video game. Then there's a sidebar here. Get in gear. These travel products can help ease your trip. Lightweight backpacks. Some airlines now charge to use the overhead bin. For shorter trips, consider taking a lightweight travel backpack. Many now offer ample space but still fit under the seat. Then we have under-seat personal items. Many luggage companies have developed rolling bags that are small enough to fit under plane seats. Some have removable wheels to ensure they meet airline dimension rules. Neck pillows. Some newer variations include straps that you can tie to your headrest to prevent your head from bobbing, or a flat back that makes it easier to rest the pillow against the seat. And collapsible water bottles. It's important to stay hydrated when traveling, especially with dry airplane cabin air. Try a collapsible water bottle. Some even include filters for better quality sips. Now let's look at Provence, France, an emerging hotspot for women seeking out rich experiences. I imagine men could go too. On a recent trip through France, Sacha Cohen saw Loire Valley chateaus and Parisian art, and something else intriguing, lots of women like her. Midlife women are flocking to the region, says Cohen, a 55-year-old writer from Arlington, Virginia, who blogs about France on her site, A Good Vintage. The appeal isn't just about strolling quaint boulevards and nibbling brie at cafes. It's about experiencing a society that values women over 50. The overall appreciation of older women is more apparent to me there than at home. Older women stride confidently in public spaces, Cohen says, whether they're power walking in parks, biking down cobblestone streets, or enjoying long, unapologetic lunches. As one 67-year-old expat told her, sexism and ageism are not as prevalent in France, and older women are considered interesting because they have life experiences. Cohen also appreciates the slower pace of life in France. There's less focus on work and more on pleasure. Ready to enjoy some indulgent French-style slowness? Head to Provence and wander the outdoor markets in towns such as Cassy. Pack a lunch and visit one of the plentiful gardens or parks. There's nothing better than a picnic al fresco with wine and cheese and watching the world go by, Cousin says. I think women, as we get older, we're looking for more relaxing, peaceful places to travel that have culture and good food and good wine and art. All of those things come together in a place like Provence. And don't miss discovering a relaxing spot. This isn't a place for hurried sightseeing. Now, I'm going to go back to AARP The Bulletin and an article we started last time about 10 ways to help curb sugar cravings. Simple and effective strategies to keep your sweet tooth from undermining your health. We're at number 5. Get a 3-bite rule. Some people who try to swear off sweets end up losing self-control and binging. If that tends to happen to you, consider giving in to your craving, but limit yourself to a very small portion, suggests Jamie Pope, a registered dietitian and assistant professor of nutrition at Vanderbilt University School of Nursing. The first 2 or 3 bites give you the most aesthetic bang for your buck, Pope says. Enjoy several bites and try to relish it. Then put the food away. 6. Keep your mouth occupied. Sometimes you can satisfy your sweet tooth by choosing a food that's naturally sweet, such as a banana, raspberries, grapes, or blueberries. To make fruit taste even sweeter, try freezing it, Pope says. For an indulgence that feels more like dessert, go for a frozen fruit bar with no added sugar, or munch on a piece of gum. Research has found that chewing gum can help suppress a desire for sweets. A cup of hot tea, naturally sweetened by cinnamon, peppermint, or raspberry, is an even healthier option. You can find unsweetened teas in dessert flavors, such as double dark chocolate and almond coconut macaroon. Number 7. Count to 25. After Rush University researchers rigged a vending machine to build in a 25-second delay when someone chooses an unhealthy item, they found that people often switch to a healthier option. It worked because humans prefer immediate gratification, the researchers said. So the next time a craving comes on strong, stop where you are, take a deep breath, and slowly count to 25. The trick? You can allow yourself to have something healthy right away, but you have to wait if you want something sugary. Use the extra time to ask, do I really want this? 8. Walk it off. If 25 seconds isn't cutting it, try going for a 15-minute walk. In one small study, University of Exeter researchers found that a brief 15-minute walk reduced cravings. Don't say, I'm not going to eat that, and try to march off your cravings, Pope says. Instead, tell yourself that if you still want it when you come back, you can have it. Chances are you will feel more in control after the break than you did in the moment, Pope says, making it easier to combat cravings. Number 9. Try urge surfing. Urge surfing is a mindfulness technique first used to help with drug and alcohol addiction. It's one of those strategies that people tend to say right off the bat is successful, Foreman says. To try it, take notice the next time a craving hits and reassure yourself that it's normal. Pay attention as the urge gets stronger, crests, and starts to subside, just like a wave. It may help to talk yourself through it, Foreman says. I feel the craving getting stronger. I'll let it carry me. I don't need to eat to make it go away. Number 10, go cold turkey. If there's a food you simply can't resist, commit to cutting it out of your diet completely for just 1 month. Although the first week or two will be difficult, you can last for a month using the strategies above. Your brain will adjust, Foreman says, and your craving for the food should drop significantly. Once your brain adjusts to the fact that it's just something you don't eat, you will probably stop desiring or craving it altogether. This article was by Michelle Crouch, who covers health and personal finance for Reader's Digest, Real Simple, and the New York Times. Now we have a sidebar. How much sugar is in that? The American Heart Association recommends limiting calories from added sugars, from granulated sugar, corn syrup, even honey, to no more than 6% of calories each day. For most American women, that's no more than 100 calories per day, or about 6 teaspoons of sugar. For men, it's 150 calories per day, or about 9 teaspoons. It's very easy to quickly go over that. Check out the sugars in these foods. A Starbucks 16-ounce peppermint mocha has 13 teaspoons of sugar. A 20-ounce cool blue raspberry Gatorade has 8.5. A chocolate chip Clif bar has 4. 2/3 a cup of Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia ice cream has 8 2/3 teaspoons. And 2/3 a cup of Nature Valley French Vanilla Granola has 4. Now looking at AARP, the bulletin, under the heading of Your Money, crunch your future numbers today. Check out these tools for estimating your retirement income and claiming your Social Security benefits. Search for Retirement Calculator online, and you'll find links to plenty of tools for answering pressing questions. Will you outlive your money? What's a realistic retirement budget? What could you get by waiting to claim Social Security? Although all these tools are designed to address the same general concern, how much money will I have in retirement, they have some big differences. Some will get you quick estimates with little effort. Others can give you more detailed projections if you're willing to spend more time on them. We examined more than a dozen free or low-cost calculators available from financial services firms, retirement planning companies, and Social Security claiming specialists. Testing with profiles of hypothetical pre-retirees, we assembled a lineup of calculators worth considering once we weeded out those with various problems, such as asking for too much personal data. Even the best tools can't perfectly predict your future. Each incorporates assumptions about key numbers such as inflation rates, investment returns, and your spending needs. Parentheses tellingly, plugging the same information for one test subject into different calculators resulted in monthly income forecasts ranging from $3,470 to $3,880. All of these assumptions could be wrong, and not every calculator makes it easy to tinker with them. Still, having an educated guess about your future is better than being completely in the dark. The nonprofit Employee Benefit Research Institute, for instance, has found that half of workers who calculated how much they'll need in retirement started saving more. So, looking at retirement planning calculators, AARP, Retirement Calculator. Get an estimate of your savings at retirement age. Also, see your year-by-year income forecast, or if applicable, your income shortfall. Best features? The tool works for singles and both married and unmarried couples. Annual income is broken down by source. Be aware, default life expectancy ages are 84 for men and 87 for women. You will have to estimate your Social Security income. That's at aarp.org/calculators. Then bank rate retirement calculator. Plug in your current and planned savings to get a quick idea of whether they will be sufficient for your desired standing of living. Best features? Sliders controlling several variables, such as age of retirement and annual savings, give you instant feedback showing whether and how quickly you might run out of money. Be aware, Social Security estimates, which can't be adjusted, are based on out-of-date FICA and benefit numbers, and the calculation assumes that only one spouse in a marriage has earned retirement benefits. For this, go to bankrate.com/calculators. Next, we have Bolden, B-O-L-D-I-N, Basic Planner. Get answers to questions such as when you can retire, what your income will be, and how your net worth will change annually. Best features? Ability to handle several complexities other planners don't, such as the different tax treatments of traditional and Roth IRAs and the effect of claiming Social Security later than your retirement date. Be aware, it may take 10 to 20 minutes to set up the planner and a few hours or longer to get the most out of it. Also check out Planner Plus at $120 a year, which adds many more features such as precise modeling of Medicare expenses. The simple retirement calculator takes less than a minute to estimate how long your money will last. Go to Bolden, B-O-L-D-I-N.com. Fidelity. Fidelity Retirement Score. Answer 6 simple questions and see whether your retirement planning is on target, good, fair, or needs attention. Best features, simplicity, and speed. Be aware, the retirement score is just for one person, not a couple. Also check out Retirement Strategies Tax Estimator, which higher income taxpayers can use to estimate the tax impact of Roth IRA conversions, charitable giving, and retirement savings withdrawals. Go to fidelity.com/calculators. Nerd Wallet Retirement Calculator. Get an estimate of the dollar amount you'll have upon your expected retirement age and see how long it will last based on your standard of living. Best features? Easy inputs and instant feedback on how changes to your assumptions will affect your financial outcome. Be aware, you will have to input Social Security income and you will have to figure out for yourself your after-tax retirement income. Go to nerdwallet.com/calculator/retirement-calculator. Schwab Retirement Calculator. Spend a few minutes answering questions about your salary, savings, and hope for retirement income to get an estimate of how much extra savings you'll have upon retirement or how much you will come up short. Best features? Clear formats for inputting data and helpful guidance on how to answer questions about your investment style. Be aware, the calculator is designed for individuals, not couples. Changing inputs doesn't update results automatically. Also check out Roth IRA Conversion Calculator, which shows the tax consequences of converting a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. Go to Schwab, schwab.com/financial-planning/tools. And finally, Vanguard Retirement Income Calculator. A fill-in-the-blank tool lets you quickly estimate how much you'll be able to spend monthly in retirement and how that matches up to your desired spending. Best features? Quick answers. Be aware, there's not much nuance. No inputs for tax treatment of savings, for example. You have to supply your own benefits estimate for Social Security. Also check out Retirement Expenses Worksheet, which lets you put in best guesses for retirement spending. Go to investor.vanguard, that's vanguard.com/tools-calculators. Now, in a sidebar, more help from AARP, find these additional free retirement planning calculators and tools at aarp.org/calculators. Traditional IRA, see possible growth of retirement savings. Required minimum distribution, estimate mandatory 401k and traditional IRA withdrawals for this year and beyond. 401k savings and planning. Model your account's growth based on contributions, employer matches, and investment returns. Self-employed 401k. Contributions. See how much you can save in different tax-deferred retirement accounts. And finally, Roth 401k versus traditional 401k. Compare estimates of the after-tax value of contributions to these different accounts. And another sidebar, claiming Social Security. The Social Security Administration has numerous calculators on its site to help you estimate the benefits you might receive based on factors such as whether you have a government pension. Find these tools at ssa.gov/benefits/calculators. Here are some other useful Social Security online tools. AARP. The Social Security calculator provides a quick, rough estimate of benefits based on your date of birth and current salary. Keep in mind, the tool links to AARP's free online Social Security resources. Go to aarp.org/calculators. Fidelity. Based on your date of birth, the Social Security Benefit Calculator provides your full retirement age, FRA, and estimates your benefit at that age. You can see claiming strategies for you and your spouse and get claiming strategies if you're widowed or divorced. Keep in mind, as with other calculators able to estimate your benefits, you will get more accurate projections and claiming strategies by entering Social Security's estimate based on your actual earnings history. To get that number, go to ssa.gov/myaccount and set up or access your My Social Security account. You can also go to fidelity.com/calculators. Maximize My Social Security. This $49 a year software package from Boston University economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff runs through more than 1,000 possible claiming strategies, producing a detailed report spotlighting top recommendations just for you. Keep in mind, you'll need to put in at least 30 minutes with the program to make full use of it. Go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. Open Social Security. This free calculator from CPA Mike Piper, author of Social Security Made Simple, displays a color-coded graph showing the desirability of alternate Social Security claiming strategies for you. It can run numbers for you as a couple or as an individual who is widowed, divorced, or disabled. It can also estimate your reduction in benefits if the Social Security Trust Fund is depleted. Keep in mind, this is suited for people who aren't put off by financial jargon such as present value. It works best with a Chrome browser. Go to opensocialsecurity.com. Finally, T. Rowe Price. The brokerage's easy-to-use Social Security Optimizer works for singles, married couples, and people due survivor or divorced spousal benefits. You get a detailed report with Social Security basics and the pros and cons of the claiming strategy calculated to provide your highest lifetime benefits. Keep in mind, plan on spending 30 minutes entering data. The default setting is for a 95-year life expectancy. So go to T. Rowe Price, that's TROWEPRICE.com/Social Security. Now also under Your Money, Live Well for Less, we have unique gifts for less. We may not get through all of these today, but if not, I'll continue next time. Find handmade items online. For alternatives to the mass-produced items we normally buy, check out makers' marketplaces, online bazaars featuring handcrafted goodies, including jewelry, home goods, and more. Gift guides and search filters make it easy to find great budget-friendly items. I have found all kinds of gift ideas for less than $50. Gorgeous leather totes, unusual plants, funky glassware, cheery ceramics, and personalized jewelry, and more. Shopping at maker marketplaces supports small businesses, but since you're not buying from major U.S. retailers, proceed with care. As is typical, Etsy, the granddaddy of these sites, warns that it doesn't guarantee or endorse any items or content posted by sellers. My tips to stay safe and shop smart. 1. Watch out for gotchas. Shipping and return policies can vary dramatically, so read them closely. Sales may be final and shipping fees may sting. A beautiful beeswax candle set I found on Etsy cost only $8, but shipping from the UK was an additional $21. 2. Get the details. Study product descriptions for dimensions, materials, and weight. If you have a question, message the seller through the site before ordering. 3. Narrow your search. Sort by price and many other criteria on most sites to avoid getting distracted by budget busters. 4. Check the feedback. Read reviews, not just ratings, to learn about products and sellers. If a seller has no reviews, check out other vendors. 5. Scope out the shop. See an item you like? Look at the vendor's other goods for insight into whom you're dealing with and to get more gift ideas. I liked a ring holder on one site, but the tiny, uneven assortment of other offerings made me think twice. Stand up for yourself. Contact the seller if something goes awry. I bought a handmade laptop case a few years ago, but when it arrived, it didn't fit as advertised. After I complained, the seller shipped out a new one plus a free iPhone case. Take your case higher. If the seller isn't responsive to complaints, contact the host website. It may mediate a solution, although there are no guarantees. Your best protection is trying to avoid a problematic seller or item in the first place. Some marketplaces to check out: Etsy, Amazon Handmade, Maker Place by Michaels, Artisans Cooperative, Crate Joy, and iCraft and Go Imagine. This article was by Lisa Lee Freeman. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.